You visit the grocery store or your local farmer's market, picture your favorite vegetable. To get it into your hands, it's possible a farm worker had to first pick it with theirs. But as Capital Public Radio's Nadeem Sabai explains, many California farmers are struggling to find workers, especially in the so-called salad bowl of the world.
We're packing basically three different types. We'll pack 14 bunches, 18 bunches, and then crowns.
Ranch owner Barton Bengard looks out at his workers picking and packing broccoli on his Salinas Valley farm. He grows other crops too, like lettuce, celery, and cauliflower. They require different levels of care, but have one thing in common. They must be picked by hand. And Bengard can't find enough people to do the job.
In an ideal world, you would have how many more people today here?
These crews would be full. Ideally, you want to have the crews full to, 28, 30, so you got a good working group.
Today, he only has half as many workers as he needs. And that's common. The California Farm Bureau Federation conducted an industry survey last year and found that a majority of the farmers surveyed said they were experiencing labor shortages. Mark Villanueva works for Bengard and has been in agriculture for nearly 40 years. He says the labor shortage is getting worse. And that's because new generations, immigrant or not, don't want to work in agriculture.
They don't want to do this. It's pretty tough work. And that's the bottom line.
Villanueva brought his son to work in the fields.
This was a good experience for him because I told him, man, I got to get serious about going to college. I'd rather be behind a computer than behind a knife.
It wasn't always this hard for farmers to find workers. In fact, back in the late 1960s, immigrant farm workers were the ones who were desperate to find jobs. That's because farm owners were embracing new technology. It was during this time that two UC Davis researchers invented the mechanical tomato harvester.
Machines have been invented which pick not just tomatoes, but oranges and many other crops. It's a mechanical revolution which is continuing.
That's an NBC News clip from the 1970s on new machines for farming. But only large farmers could afford them, which meant many of the small tomato growers went out of business. And then a lawsuit. It was filed by a legal aid group in 1979 on behalf of nearly 20 farm workers, and it alleged UC Davis used public funds to build machines that put thousands of farmers out of work. President Jimmy Carter supported their fight, but farming jobs in California continue to shrink. Here's more from that same news story.
Are you looking for a job every day?
I am looking for a job every day.
And every day?
I can find it. The machines are in the fields, and the people is not going to work.
The university ended up winning the lawsuit after a 10-year legal battle. But the conflict forever changed what it meant to work on a farm. Philip Martin is a professor of agricultural economics at UC Davis.
Young ag engineers and plant scientists quickly realized that if they worked on labor-saving mechanization, it was not going to help their career. It was going to be controversial. So they moved on to other things.
Fast forward to today.
Instead of people driving around looking for work, now it's growers who are anxiously looking for workers.
Back on Bengard's farm in Salinas, it would take too large of an investment by researchers, growers, and the government to fully replace workers with machines. And frankly, Bengard's okay with that for now.
The hand-eye thing is the biggest challenge in our business, and it's scary to me if I think we can replace that, to be honest with you. I'm not ready for that. I'm just too old school, I think.
In the meantime, he's trying his best, incentivizing his current workers with higher pay and trying to find new ones through a guest visa program. In Sacramento, I'm Nadine Sabai.